We are joined in the media center following the Arby's Southern Nationals, the 39th edition, with our funny car winner, Ron Capps, tuned by Ron Tobler. 61st victory in funny car, 62 wins overall, but this is your first win since Charlotte last year. 11 consecutive seasons now with a race win. Let's talk a little bit about your race day.
Well, it was eventful weekend. You know, we left Houston. I think you and I have talked since then. We left Houston with so much confidence, and then had that whole chassis thing throw us a curveball in Charlotte, and barely got qualified. Probably shouldn't have qualified, but we were just lucky to go up and do what we do, and just escaped to get out of there. And we got here and struggled a little bit, but so did a lot of other people. You know, I didn't realize it until I stood back and watched the TV show Saturday night. I was like, wow, you know, we're not the only ones. It was rain shortened a little bit, but the conditions were changing a lot. And we just, I could see Tobler, he just looked like a beat down dog. He had no confidence. And he's such big hearted, helps so many people out here. Is really, he works well with our other crew chiefs. And so it was neat last night to see some of the other crew chiefs come over. Eric Lane, our old assistant crew chief, Dickie Venables, John Collins, and come over and just put their runs up. Anything you need, what do you need? Because they've been helped so often by Ron Tobler. That was neat. That was made my hair and my neck stand up. It was cool, because we have to race each other. You got to remember that. But just DSR working so well as a team, and that's what happened. Today, I said it out there. I mean, an average race car driver probably could have won in that car today. It was a car as a bracket racer or as a kid growing up that you dream about driving. Going down the lane every time when people are struggling, cars are having a hard time going down, getting grip, and yet Ron Tobler pulled out the vintage Ron Tobler and went 402 in the lane nobody wanted in the second round, and then went up there in every run to go down the lane really that they thought was inferior, and yet we won the race in that lane. And, you know, that just gave me more and more confidence. And I was in deep against him, so I told him down there, it's not a hole shot in my mind. I don't know what he did staging, but, you know, I hate to see somebody lose like that. And I'm the biggest Tim Wilkerson fan in the world. He's an auto care center owner, so he's in our Napa family. So anyway, I didn't want him to feel like he really lost on a whole shot.
Any day where you can beat Sean Langdon, the most recent race winner on the tour, John Force, your 101st time running John, Tommy Johnson, a very strong teammate and you know, crew chiefing disciple of Ron Tobler, John Collins, and then Tim Wilkerson in the final round. That is a strong day that an average driver cannot accomplish.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it was just amazing. It still hasn't hit me yet, because I woke up this morning. You know, we didn't have the best confidence in the world. We know we can win from any position, but, you know, on top of that, we bring out the Napa Brakes car. It's such a great program for the month of May. Great deals on brakes, putting money in people's pockets, and it's fun to be a part of that. Then you add the concept that we're in the backyard of Napa Auto Parts. We had the highest of the high officers from Napa Auto Parts out on Friday for the first time, and it was really fun to see them witness our sport for the first time. So I'm excited about that. And then to give this car a win, you dream about, as a sponsored race car driver, to be able to win in your sponsor's backyard, and it just never happens. You ask anybody. And we were able to do it a few years ago, and to be able to do it with a specially painted car, my teammate Chase Elliott on the pole in Denver with the same car, you know, just that's the kind of thing that you get excited about. And the fans all day long talked about how they love this paint scheme, and I pleaded with Mike Reardon, our motorsports manager at Napa Auto Parts, to please let us run it in Richmond. So we'll see tomorrow. My wife and I are going to Atlantis on Tuesday, but Monday I'm going down to headquarters, and we're going to take this trophy in and set it on the desk of Mr. Donahue, and just thank everybody at Napa Auto Parts for the support. Pennzoil, E3 spark plugs, and Dodge. To get a Hellcat win finally is huge.
Let's open it up to questions from members of the media. NHRA National Dragster Jake Sundstrom.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're under a lot of pressure, obviously, from Napa. You talk about that a lot. But obviously, you know, Ron, you know, Tobler is under a lot of pressure from Don, especially. It's difficult working there. But do you take any pressure of that onto yourself, just wanting to get the win? Not so much for Don, but for Ron, someone you have a really good relationship with.
Ironically, I drive better when we're struggling a little bit. And I always have felt like the times that you're going to win the championships, the moments that you're going to look back on, and the fun part of winning the championship and having really good seasons is when you get into the holiday season and maybe you get together for the Christmas party and you talk about those low points and how you got through and what high points really you look back and said, this is what won us the championship, or this set us up for the championship. 2016, the D&Q at Vegas. We learned a lot. Stayed on Monday, got better, and won the championship. We've been struggling, and as a driver, I've learned throughout the years, driving for Roland Leon and Ed the Ace McCulloch and Snake and now Don Schumacher and now Tobler, the crew chiefs need you more than ever when they're searching. Because most of the time they're searching. Ron Tober's made it look easy a lot in the last decade, and I've been the lucky guy behind the wheel. But you got to be good when they need you the most. When the car's running great, you go up there and cut an okay light and just keep it in the groove, and you're going to win. The wind light's probably going to come on. It's those moments when, you know, he's up there and he just looks like he's lost his confidence, and I go up and do the same thing every time, and he can take the driver out of the equation. I don't think realize a lot of people how big that is to take that equation out of a tuner, that he can rely on you to go up there. And that makes me feel good. All the crew chiefs I've had are old school guys, and I don't look for the pat on the butt and them to tell me I did good. If they don't say anything to me, that means I did good. You know, that's to me, I'm an adult. I don't need to be patted on the butt all the time. But for Ron Tober to say something nice, like he just told me that he went up there and didn't try to push the car. He looked at Dustin and said, let's let Ron drive the car. And that's the biggest compliment you can get from a guy like that.
Let's drill down on the second round matchup against John Force. 101 times against any opponent. But the last 4 years at this race, you guys have run and you've beat him 4 in a row. An amazing stat.
Yeah, well, I said in the interview on FS1 that I came here as a rookie in Top Fuel. Unsponsored car, driving for Roger Prem. Made it to the final round, but prior to that week, at the time, John Force, for some reason, liked me, took a liking to me, took me under his wing, and I was driving Top Fuel, and he was taking me out at night to dinner, and I felt like I was out with Elvis. I mean, I had one of the funnest weeks I've ever had in my life, in awe to be hanging out with John Force, and he taught me how to do a lot of things in the cockpit, even though it wasn't a funny car, and I'll never forget that. And so looking back, you know, ironically, I end up in a funny car racing him. And like I said in the interview, here we are 25 years later for me to battle with him again in every round. Second round against him, it feels like a world championship Pomona final round every time. I used to joke about you wanted to beat him in the rental car back at the airport. It didn't matter. You want to beat John Force. And so to do it today was huge because he's searching for that big win. And I don't want to be the guy in the other lane that's going to help him get it.
11 consecutive seasons with a win in the National Hot Rod Association Mellow Yellow Series. That is a big number.
Yeah, it's just all the names I just listed. It's not me. It's the Aces and the Snakes and Don Schumacher and especially Ron Tobler and all the other crew members throughout my career. It's just been, you know, those guys, they make me look good, way better than I am.
You've done several interviews since you won the race. Is there anything that hasn't been covered that you would love everyone to know about?
Have I told you about the Big Kahuna Arby's sandwich?
Maybe personally, but not on the air officially.
Is it good? It's very good.
You enjoyed it?
I have ate half of it. It's huge, but it's got everything on it. It's got brisket, chicken, turkey. It's on Hawaiian, King's Hawaiian bread bun. Very good. I'm going to finish it if somebody else hasn't. Don Schumacher took it out of my hand and started eating it. That's how good it was.
There you go. Ron, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Yeah, man. Thanks.